Hi, I'm Mike Chappell, one of the authors of the official CISP study guide. In this series of audio reviews, I'm going to walk you through the exam essentials from each chapter in a convenient audio format that you can use to help you prepare for the exam. You might want to listen to these reviews after you've read each chapter. Use them in the car, at the gym, or wherever it's convenient for you. Let's take a look at the exam essentials for Chapter 1, Security Governance Through Principles and Policies. First, you need to understand the CIA triad elements of confidentiality, integrity, and availability. Confidentiality is the principle that objects are not disclosed to unauthorized individuals. Integrity is the principle that objects retain their veracity and are intentionally modified only by authorized subjects. And availability is the principle that authorized subjects are granted timely and uninterrupted access to objects. You also need to know the elements of AAA services. AAA is composed of identification, authentication, authorization, auditing, and accountability. You'll want to be able to explain each of these. First, be able to explain how identification works. Identification is the process by which a subject professes an identity and accountability is initiated. A subject must provide an identity to a system to start the process of authentication, authorization, and accountability. Next, you need to understand the process of authentication. Authentication is the process of verifying or testing that a claimed identity is valid. Authentication requires information from the subject that must exactly correspond to the identity indicated. Then you need to know how authorization fits into a security plan. Once a subject is authenticated, its access must be authorized. The process of authorization ensures that the requested activity or object access is possible given the rights and privileges assigned to the authenticated identity. Then you need to be able to explain the auditing process. Auditing is the programmatic means by which subjects are held accountable for their actions while they're authenticated on a system through the documentation or recording of their activities. This leads to understanding the importance of accountability. Security can be maintained only if subjects are held accountable for their actions. Effective accountability relies on the capability to prove a subject's identity and track their activities. You should be able to explain non-repudiation. Non-repudiation ensures that the subject of an activity or event can't deny that the event occurred. It prevents a subject from claiming not to have sent a message, not to have performed an action, or not to have been the cause of an event. Next, you should know about the defense-in-depth principle. Defense-in-depth, also known as layering, is the use of multiple controls in a series to meet the same security objective. Using a multi-layered solution allows for many different controls to guard against whatever threats may come to pass. You should also be able to explain the concept of abstraction. Abstraction is used to collect similar elements into groups, classes, or roles that are assigned security controls, restrictions, or permissions as a collective. Abstraction adds efficiency to carrying out a security plan. Understand data hiding. Data hiding is exactly what it sounds like, preventing data from being discovered or accessed by a subject. Data hiding is often a key element in security controls as well as in programming. Know about security boundaries. A security boundary is the line of intersection between any two areas, subnets, or environments that have different security requirements or needs. Understand security governance. Security governance is the collection of practices related to supporting, defining, and directing the security efforts of an organization. You also need to know about third-party governance. Third-party governance is a system of external entity oversight that may be mandated by law, regulation, industry standards, contractual obligation, or licensing requirements. The actual method of third-party governance may vary, but third-party governance generally involves an outside investigator or auditor. Understand documentation review. Documentation review is the process of reading exchange materials and verifying them against standards and expectations. In many situations, especially related to government or military agencies or contractors, failing to provide sufficient documentation to meet the requirements of third-party governance can result in a loss or voiding of an authorization to operate, or ATO. Understand the alignment of the security function to business strategy, goals, mission, and objectives. Security management planning ensures proper creation, implementation, and enforcement of a security policy. Security management planning aligns the security functions to the strategy, goals, mission, and objectives of the organization. This includes designing and implementing security based on business cases, budget restrictions, or the scarcity of resources. Along those lines, know what a business case is. A business case is usually a documented argument or stated position that's used to define a need in order to make a decision or take some action. Making a business case requires demonstrating a business-specific need to alter an existing process or choose an approach to a business task. A business case is often made to justify the start of a new project, especially a project related to security. Understand security management planning. Security management is based on three types of planning: strategic, tactical, and operational. A strategic plan is a long-term plan that's fairly stable. Strategic plans define the organization's goals, mission, and objectives. Tactical plans are midterm plans developed to provide more details on accomplishing the goals set forth in the strategic plan. Operational plans are short-term and highly detailed plans based upon the strategic and tactical plans of the organization. Know the elements of a formalized security policy structure. To create a comprehensive security plan, you need to have a security policy, standards, baselines, guidelines, and procedures. Understand organizational process. Security governance needs to address every aspect of an organization. This includes the organizational processes of acquisitions, divestitures, and governance committees. Understand the key security roles in an organization. These roles are senior manager, security professional, asset owner, data custodian, user, and auditor. Know the basics of COBIT, the control objectives for information and related technology. COBIT is a security concept infrastructure used to organize the complex security solutions of organizations. Understand due diligence and due care. Due diligence is establishing a plan, policy, and process to protect the interests of an organization. Due care is practicing the individual activities that maintain the due diligence effort. Due diligence is knowing what should be done and planning for it, while due care is taking the right action at the right time. Know the basics of threat modeling. Threat modeling is the security process where potential threats are identified, categorized, and analyzed. Threat modeling can be performed as a proactive measure during design and development, or as a reactive measure once a product has been deployed. Key concepts here include assets, attackers, and software, and some threat models like STRIDE, PASTA, VAST, diagramming techniques, reduction and decomposition, and DREAD. Understand supply chain risk management, or SCRM, concepts. Supply chain risk management ensures that all of the vendors or links in the supply chain are reliable, trustworthy, and reputable organizations that disclose their practices and security requirements to their business partners. SCRM involves evaluating the risks associated with hardware, software, and services, performing third-party assessment and monitoring, establishing minimum security requirements, and enforcing service-level requirements. Those are the exam essentials that you'll need to know for Chapter 1, Security Governance Through Principles and Policies.